An American citizen imprisoned in Saudi Arabia can use the U.S. courts to challenge his imprisonment. He can do so if he can show that he was incarcerated at the behest of the U.S. government. That ruling came today from a federal judge in Washington, D.C. NPR's Nina Totenberg has details.
Ahmed Abu Ali, born in the U.S., a high school valedictorian in Virginia, went to Saudi Arabia on scholarship to study at the Islamic University of Medina. 18 months ago, as he was about to take his exams, he was arrested by Saudi authorities. Three other Americans in Saudi Arabia were also taken into custody, subsequently indicted in the U.S., and sent here for trial. But Abu Ali was not indicted and has been held in prison in Saudi Arabia ever since. His parents challenged his imprisonment in the U.S. courts, contending that it was the U.S. government, not the Saudi government, that was behind his detention. The Bush administration did not contest the family's allegations, but contended that the U.S. courts have no jurisdiction in a case involving a foreign imprisonment. Today, federal judge John Bates rejected that argument as so sweeping that it would allow the government, at its discretion, to avoid the constraints of the Constitution by simply delivering a United States citizen to a foreign country. A citizen, said Judge Bates, cannot so easily be separated from his constitutional rights. The judge, however, stopped short of ordering Abu Ali's release. Instead, he ordered the government to produce U.S. documents that Abu Ali's lawyers say will prove their claims, such as State Department cables and memoranda. Even without those documents, said Judge Bates, the evidence is, quote, considerable, that the U.S. initiated the Saudi arrest. FBI agents had complete access to the prisoner from the moment of his arrest. The judge also cited evidence of torture, including two instances in which witnesses quoted a federal prosecutor as making comments suggesting that Abu Ali had had his fingernails torn out. Judge Bates' decision is the latest in a series of setbacks for the Bush administration involving its detention policies. What is particularly notable about this decision, however, is that it was delivered by a conservative Bush appointee. Kenneth Roth is director of Human Rights Watch.
If Judge Bates' decision is upheld, it will reject the main U.S. government strategy of the last 3 years. Judge Bates essentially says you cannot outsource interrogation, you cannot outsource detention as a way of avoiding the U.S. Constitution.
Michael Greenberger, director of the University of Maryland Homeland Security Center, agrees.
This case holds open the prospect that that kind of practice can be challenged in U.S. courts and would very much tie the hands of the intelligence officers of the United States who've engaged in this practice of having another government do their dirty work.
The Justice Department had no comment on today's ruling, but most experts expect the administration to appeal the decision all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.